to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run in, chump.
My patience built.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one ironclad crow sends the first guard to
try my new electro sun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
And thanks for joining. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm your host, The Surfer, and I forgot to check to make sure that everything is coming in clear. So this will only take a second to clear up, and then if you can't hear me, you'll be able to hear me in a second. So hopefully you can hear me clearly and hear whoever calls in clearly to the What Are You Reading comic book show. If you want to call me on Skype, you can do that by Skyping me at SilverSurfer_forever. You can talk comic books with me. It's been some week. A lot of stuff has happened. And let me start off with the box office numbers. Because for the second week in a row, Wonder Woman's the number one movie. It brought in $57 million. On its second weekend, it has a budget of $149 million. And as of right now, its total domestic gross is $205. Its worldwide total is $435 million. So, girls rule the world, people. And Wonder Woman still is making women realize that they could kick a man's ass if all they did put their mind to it and work out and train with swords and stuff. Coming in second place, The Mummy. Didn't do all that well. Tom Cruise movie of the restart of the Dark Universe, because they tried to do the beginning of the Dark Universe with Dracula Untold, and now they want you to forget that and say, no, it's The Mummy, it's this Mummy. Well, that only brought in $32 million for the weekend, with a budget of $125 million. And, of course, got some people saying they can't believe that Brendan Fraser made a better Mummy movie. But, for all you too disappointed, or I should say, all you happy that The Mummy isn't doing well here, well, it's doing well overseas. It's $141 million foreign total, brings it up to $174 million. So, if you thought maybe that the Dark Universe was going to go away because of The Mummy, well, you'd be wrong about that, because the rest of the world wants a Dark Universe. And I'll get into some Dark Universe news later. Captain Underpants came in third place, the first epic movie. It brought in another $12 million to its total of $144 million after 2 weeks. And, of course, right now that's not doing anything overseas yet. Guardians dropped down to number 5. It brought in another $6 million to bring its total up to $366 million. And its worldwide total is over $800 million. So we're going to keep an eye out to see if that makes a billion. And the last one would be Alien Covenant. Added $1.8 million to its $71 million domestic and $178 million worldwide. So We will get another alien movie as part of the trilogy that's supposed to be with Prometheus and then this and then another one. It's supposed to lead up to the 70s alien movie. So, I forgot to mention, of course, if you can listen to this in many ways. Stanley's in the chat room, Billionaire Ted. Of course, you can listen live in the Rant EM Radio chat room, or you can listen on downloads with iTunes or Podbean. You can also listen live on TuneIn and Stitcher. But I say the best way to listen live is to call me on Skype, so you can conversate with me. Have a conversation about comic books. Now, of course, the big thing, been blowing up the internet all weekend long since Friday night, was the dropping of the Black Panther trailer. And of course, they dropped it during the NBA Finals Game 4 because it might not have been a Game 5, 6, or 7. So they had to get that out there so they get the maximum amount of eyes. And, you know, ABC being owned by Disney, you know, they use these things to get people to watch the NBA Finals. And so they dropped it, and of course, it came online. And so I'm going to talk about this trailer. And if you want to talk about it too, like I said, give me a call on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. And I'll let you have a conversation about the trailer. So the trailer starts off with two white guys having a conversation in a room. And from that point, I'm sold. A movie with two white guys in a room talking, how can you go wrong? Of course, those two white guys are Ulysses S. Klaw, one of the villains of the Black Panther, and Evan K. Ross, a character created in the Black Panther book to be like a liaison for Wakanda to the rest of the world. And Klaw's talking and telling Ross, or if you want to refer to him as Gollum and Bilbo Baggins, I think they really having a conversation over where the ring at. You know, if I'm Klaw, I'm asking Evans, where's my precious? But anyway, so he's asking, what do you know about Wakanda? And so, you know, Ross thinks it's just a third world country, you know, people living in the dirt, you know, got the African costumes and they raise some animals and, you know, nothing special. He's like, oh, you're wrong. You're wrong, son. It is the most beautiful place on the earth. That they got it all. They got all the riches. They got all the technology. They keep that shit hidden. And you see beautiful waterfalls. And I notice a lot of videos where people do trailer reactions. The first thing they react to is that waterfall. And then he's telling them about how you know, he's been to Wakanda. He's the only one to make it out alive because, you know, everybody else that comes to Wakanda, they get their ass killed. And you see the Black Panther, he's going to his coronation. This probably takes place not long after the Civil War. Now, as you know, T'Challa was the prince of Wakanda, and his father was murdered in Captain America Civil War. But because he's the prince, that does not automatically make him king. You know, with the Wakanda culture, he has to go through certain rituals. And of course, this is a point where he can be challenged for his throne. And it's probably a scene where somebody will challenge him to combat to take the throne. And of course, that's something they get from the comic books. And you see the Black Panthers kick some ass at some poachers of his country. This is all while the Klaw is explaining this to Evan Ross. And then one of the best part of the trails I love is when the Klaw's laughing like he's crazy, and the Black Panther and his Dora Milaje captain, played by Danani Gurari from The Walking Dead, you know her as Michonne. They're watching through some glass, and he's like, yeah, I see you. And the part I love is the Black Panther looks at his guard and he's like, can you believe this motherfucker? Can you believe this shit? He just gives that look like, I can't believe this shit. This motherfucker talking shit. So anyway, now this is a teaser trailer, so you get a lot of faces of people that starred in the movie. You get to see Wakanda and it's all landscape. They go, don't blank on the name. Forrest Whitaker, yeah, he is an elder. So, you know, the last time he was in Africa, you know, he was a dictator, and now he's found peace in Wakanda as an African elder. And you get a Lupita Nyong'o, who's playing a love interest. You get a. Now, if you remember the bodyguard from Captain America: Civil War, she's in this movie too. They bringing back people from the Civil War, and let me bring up the list of names so I don't have to fumble through my memory of who's in this movie, because everybody but Denzel and Will Smith is in this movie if you're black. So. And the best part is it's not a movie about slavery. So here we go, Black Panther. Of course, Black Panther is being played by Chadwick Boseman, and then Michael B. Jordan. He's playing the main villain, Eric Killmonger. And everybody reacts when he comes on the screen for the first time. And then Daniel Kaluuya, of course, he's made it out of the sunken place from Get Out, and now he's in the safe place of Wakanda as the head security guard for the Black Panther. Angela Bassett plays his stepmother, and they had to make her look old, because you know Angela Bassett do not look old at all. You know, she may be in her 50s, but she definitely looked like she's a woman in her young 30s. They give her blonde hair. They're going to have a sister in there, who's her name is Shuri. She's played by Florence Casambo. Never seen much of her, but... No, I'm sorry. I got the wrong name. The Florence Casambo, that's one of the guards that you saw in Civil War. His sister's played by Letitia Wright. She plays Shuri. Felicia Rashad shows up. Stan Lee. Gotta have some white people in this movie. But, you know, the movie, when you watch the trailer, you get a lot of, you know, it mixes a lot of traditional African culture with modern feel to it. And, of course, I'm guessing this plot's going to be about the Black Panther cementing himself as ruler of Wakanda now that he's forced to take the throne with his father's death. But forces will try to conspire to stop that because of the resources and the riches, and some people just want to rule the fucking world. But the shit looks badass, and Black Panther comes out on February 16th of 2018, and because of that, I'm declaring next February to be Black History Month, because we're going to celebrate the Black Panther, and we're going to celebrate it all month long. And if you go to, I'm saying it now, if you go to the movies on the weekend that it comes out, we're giving out free black cards to everybody who wants to go to the movies. So, Marvel, you kick ass when it comes to these movies, and people, of course, jam into the music they put into the trailer, and the song is Legend Has It by Run the Jewels, and I don't know if that song is new or has been out, and it's just now, because people have heard it, you know, a lot of people have heard it, they're looking for it. I did post the song in my Facebook page for the What Are You Reading, but I'm going to put it in the chat room. Along with the trailer for the Black Panther, And if you haven't seen that yet, I mean, I don't know what rock you're living under, but yeah, okay. Let's get to the Black Panther trailer, teaser trailer. It's almost 2 minutes long, but it's dynamite. It is. You know, we waited a long time. You know, it's been a long time since you know, who would have thought? When you go back to the 70s, and we got our first black superhero on film, A-Bar, the first black Superman, that one day we would overcome and live the dream of seeing the Black Panther on the screen. I mean, we've had superheroes come and go, black superheroes. Okay, let's not forget Steel. Yes, he's a black superhero that makes it to the big screen. And Catwoman. Well, she was an anti-hero, but still, she made it to the big screen. Blank Man. Meteor Man. And then, of course, Blade came along. Blade changed the game. Blade was like, it's time we made a serious movie about a black superhero. And he went in and said, I'm here, motherfuckers. And he cut the shit out of vampires. And I always say Blade is the movie that kicked off this current trend of comic book movies. Because there's been about three ages of comic book movies. The first one was kicked off with Superman, the Dawn of Superman, of course. And then, you know, movies came after that, and a lot of them, most of them failed, including a couple of Superman movies. And then 1989 Batman came. And that kicked off the second wave, and that led to a lot of failures also. But then Blade came along, and Blade was successful. And then Blade led into the X-Men kicking ass, and then Spider-Man like blowing it up. Then once Spider-Man blew it up, and then people realized that not only can you have comic book movies to be successful, but be hugely successful. And Dark Knight came along, was hugely successful. Iron Man came along, and then Marvel's just been, of course, putting out successful movie after successful movie. Now, all of them hugely successful, but quite a few of them been hugely. I mean, they put out, about $4 or $5 billion movies since they've become a studio. Dick Tracy was part of the second wave that came behind the 89 Batman. Like, in the early 80s, movies started failing because, you know, they were taking the wrong properties, and then, you know, they weren't making them the way you saw them on the page. The studios were interfering with how they could make it, like the Punisher, the Dolph Lundgren Punisher, that piece of shit, where he's not wearing the skull, and he's an ex-cop, and he's driving around sewers on a motorcycle and stuff. And they just thought, well, we can just put somebody like, you know, Dolph Lundgren, he's popular, and make him into, you know, make the Punisher, and we can make it any way we want. And you know, people know authentic movies. Like, if you're a fan of the comic books, you're a fan because of the way they are on page. Now, there are some things you may have to change because what looks good on paper may not look good in person. But when you just change everything about a character and just take the name, which most studios did back in the day. And then, you know, it got to a point where movies were being made and they weren't even making it to the theater, like Fantastic Four and Captain America, which is, to me, like the worst movie. The motherfucker driving around Europe in a Volkswagen. But that's neither here nor there. So Dick Tracy was part of the second wave, and that's when it started to, it started going down, because the mistake those movies made after Batman was, like, Batman, like 89 Batman and Batman Returns, it had a tone and a style that fit for that movie, and you know, from Tim Burton, he added his own tone to it, his own way of seeing things, and it worked, and it worked better in the Batman animated series. But so when movies came like Dick Tracy and The Shadow and what's the other one? I know the movie wears the purple outfit and he lives on the island and everybody thinks he's a ghost because he lives forever, even though his mantle's just being passed on. But those movies tried to take the same tone as the Batman, and it didn't necessarily work for everything. Like, you can't just say it worked for this one franchise and then import it to a character that's slightly different in tone and make it work. That's a recipe for failure, without a doubt, because look at Batman v Superman. Look, I'm one of those people that like Man of Steel. Okay, fine. A lot of people don't for whatever reason, and I'm not going to argue with them why they should like it. But, you know, that same look and tone shouldn't have been brought to Man of Steel. And then, of course, we think that's going to be the same tone as Justice League because it's the same director. And Wonder Woman, you know, it's hugely successful because it's a different feel from what we've seen in these other DCU movies. And that's what you got to do. I see people putting on Facebook that they want Patty Jenkins to make all the DC Universe movies. Well, that's a mistake, too. Because what she brought to Wonder Woman won't necessarily work for Flash or Aquaman or Green Lantern or Cyborg. That's the Marvel. They bring in different directors, you know, with, you know, because each character is a different type of character, so you need a different tone. And Jon Favreau, where he worked well with the Iron Man films, probably wouldn't have done a good job with the Avengers, and he wouldn't have done a good job with Captain America because they're different, and you got to make them look different. What is this? Black Panther is Afridin. What is that? What the hell are you talking about in the chat room, Stanley? Afridin. Let's see. Don't like the music for Black Panther. Makes it all U.S. rap. Well, Stanley, you are European, so keep your mouth shut. Well, we won't let you go see the movie. Oh, okay. You meant to say African. And you had a typo. But, yeah. sorry for yelling at you, Stanley, but Stanley Kubrick, he's in the chat room. He comes every week. He's somewhere in Europe hiding from the authorities. And I always thought about turning him in, but the reward wouldn't be worth it because they ain't paying much for him. So, I mean, they'll catch him one day. And I'll feel sorry for him, but, you know, I'll move on with life. So, now, we'll see how more trailers for Black Panther come out. You know, we'll get more of the storyline, which I think most people are speculating what the storyline is, and my speculation is it's him trying to cement himself as king. So it's kind of like an origin story in a way, because he's not king of Wakanda yet, so he has to learn how to become a king. He's been educated, and you're not ready to be a king till you become a king. And under the circumstances in which he's being made to become king, I don't think it was ready for that, but let's see. What are the news? I'm surprised Doom hasn't called in yet to talk about the trailer. I should call him, but nah, he's probably having dinner with the family. Let's get to some tragic news. Of course, we know Adam West, iconic actor who played the 60s Batman and done a lot of voices for shows like Family Guy and so on, has passed away at the age of 88 of leukemia. This is on CBR. It says Was it okay? It says it's best known for his portrayal on Batman the Live Action 60 show, which was at one time the most popular show on television. And there's a lot of TV shows that came along that was in the style of Batman, because it, when it hit the airwaves, it blew up. And it only lasted for like 3 seasons, but those seasons were like, nowadays, seasons like 13 to 26 episodes. But, you know, Batman was one of those shows that went through the whole year. It's like it wasn't 26 episode season. It was more like almost a 52 episode season. But, you know, as quickly as it became popular, it kind of died out quickly too. And it went off the air like 3 years later. And it introduced characters like Aunt Harriet. And believe it or not, it brought Alfred back, because Alfred was there for a while. And I think he was gone in the comic books. And then they used him in the TV show, so they brought him back in the comic books. And I don't think I don't ever remember Chief O'Hara being in the comic books, but I could be wrong. And if you haven't seen it yet, this is your opportunity to go with the Batman, The Return of the Caped Crusader. Rent it, buy it, do a digital download. It is a great movie, great animated movie based on the Batman 66 show, which is, it is referred to now. There's also the Batman 66 comic book, where it's, you know, the same style and tone of the 60s TV show and animations from the opening. And yeah, I said this on my Facebook page, and it probably was a joke in poor taste, but I think Adam West died so he could roll over in his grave over the fact that Batman is getting married. Yes, this week's Batman, he proposed to Catwoman. But of course, he left her on a cliffhanger whether she says yes or not. And, that, you know, I looked through it, and he talked about how they first met, and it was one of her first robberies, and she tried to steal a diamond. And he kept the diamond because he knew one day this was going to happen. And he got down one knee and asked her to marry him. So Batman needs loving too. And I don't blame him. Don't blame him. Everybody needs a little love in their life. You know, maybe criminals would be better off if he wasn't beating people's brains in. Because, you know, he has somebody to go to at night. So, criminals, make sure you register for the wedding thing. So, you know, you can send them a gift so that he leave you alone at night. They leave you alone. Batman, leave you alone. Now, I mentioned earlier about, the Mummy. And it being part of the dark universe that Universal is doing. Excuse me. Well, Warner Brothers is not too happy about that. They're like, hold up. Wait a minute. What do you mean you got a dark universe? We got the dark universe. The dark universe name should be ours. Because, of course, you know, they've been talking about doing a Justice League Dark where you have people like a John Constantine and Swamp Thing and Zatanna and so on and so forth. And so Warner Brothers may sue Universal over the Dark Universe franchise. Can't we all just get along? Can't we all just take a piece of the Dark Universe? This is according to MovieWeb. It says, most fans didn't realize trouble was brewing between Universal Pictures and Warner Brothers over the title Dark Universe. But it looks like Warner Brothers has seriously considered suing Universal over the name. And for good reason. That they have their own Dark Universe movie planned for quite a while. Sometime. And it looks like they're may be some confusion amongst the two different cinematic worlds. Universal Pictures made it loud and clear earlier this month, confirming that its monster franchises based on the classic ghouls they have in stock would now be referred to as Dark Universe. Tom Cruise is set to launch the cinematic world of frights with his reboot of The Mummy. A lot of people didn't think The Mummy was that frightening anyway. It kickstarts the whole endeavor next week with, that was this week. Says that The Mummy's hitting theaters June 9th. That was 2 days ago. That will be followed by The Bride of Frankenstein. So they're getting all the women out the way, it seemed like. The Mummy was a woman, and The Bride of Frankenstein is coming out in February 2019. It also announced confirmation that Johnny Depp is playing the Invisible Man with Javier Bardem playing Frankenstein Monster. It all sounds very exciting, but Universal will also stepped on some big toes by making this announcement. Some fans didn't even notice or care. Sure, it was a little bit of confusion over the Dark Universe title because DC Films is planning their own Dark Universe movie that is essentially Justice League with anti-heroes leading the charge. Now, that's the thing. I get you want to do the Dark Justice League, Justice League Dark, but even if you can do Constantine and Swamp Thing and all the other mystical and magical creatures of DC, aren't they still going to be part of the regular DC universe? Aren't they still going to exist with Superman and Batman and Aquaman and Wonder Woman and Green Lantern? So why are you trying to act like, oh no, they're in a dark universe. They're in a different universe. Doctor Strange gets along with Thor. They don't have to be in two separate universes, so why? Why, people? I don't get it. Everybody's greedy. They just want to keep the money for themselves. So anyway, we'll see how this unfolds. I don't care who uses the Dark Universe name. I just want to see good quality films, and there's no guarantee either one of them will give us what we're looking for. Now, speaking of dark films, a preview of The Dark Tower came out this week, and that went under the radar. But I'm getting more and more excited for Dark Tower, and that's coming out in, I believe that's August. And the more I see, the more I understand what's going on, and the more I'm looking forward to it. And that's with Idris Elba Why am I blanking on his name? But yeah, it's a Stephen King property, and I'm gonna give you his name in a second because I hate blanking on names. It's Matthew McConaughey. Okay, yeah. All right. So that to me, that's starting to look better as I see more from the different trailers that come out. I already told you how Fox News is upset over Wonder Woman not being American enough last week, so we don't want to even go over that. Now, I don't know how many Starship Trooper fans there are, and I don't know how many fans are there of the Starship Trooper animated series, which to me was a much more advanced improvement over the live-action movies that they've come out with over the years. And a trailer dropped this week for Starship Troopers, The Traitor of Mars, in theater for one night only on the 21st. So, if you didn't know and you are a fan of the animated Starship Troopers, you might want to check your local theater to see if it's available to watch, because you might want to watch it. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. No, Adam didn't propose to Catwoman. Bruce Wayne Batman did. Adam West is upset over it, so he wanted to go to his grave and turn over in it. Yeah, I'm gonna get punched for that joke. But anyway, what else is going on? Are you anime fans out there? If you're a fan of Cowboy Bebop, they are doing a live-action Bebop, Cowboy Bebop TV series. It's in development. And even you don't have to be an anime fan to like Cowboy Bebop. It is one of the better ones. And a Variety put the report out there that this is from ComingSoon.net. It says, Variety reports that the fan-favorite anime series Cowboy Bebop is being adapted into a live-action television series. Tomorrow Studios is developing the live-action Cowboy Bebop TV series in a new partnership with ITV Studios. Writer Chris Yost, whose feature credits include Thor: The Dark World and the upcoming Thor Ragnarok, is set to pen the adaptation. Yost is no stranger to TV either, having worked on countless anime series including Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Wolverine the X-Men, Iron Man Armor Adventures, and Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes. The series will be executive produced by Sunset Inc., Midnight Radio, Marty Alderstream, Becky Clements, and Matthew Weinberg. So, Cowboy Bebop first premiered in 1998 and tells the story of the Bebop crew of intergalactic loners who team up to track down fugitives and turn them in for cold hard cash. Among them is Spike Spiegel, a hero who cold facade hides the dark and deadly past. The jet pilot, a bruiser of a brute who can't... Am I reading this right? We can't wait to collect on the next bounty. Oh, that's talking about the pilot. And Faye Valentine, a female fatale proven to break hearts and separate fools from their money. Set against the backdrop of a space in the year 2017. That's only... Well, that's today! So, why? How come we're not out in space? Along for the ride is the brilliant but weird hacker Ed and a super genius Welsh Corgi named Aaron. The series ran for just 26 episodes and one special in the late 1990s and later had a feature film, Cowboy Bebop the Movie, released in 2001. Set during the series, says serving as a follow-up. My favorite character was Ed. I loved that little girl. Not in no creepy way. So anyway, and Cowboy Bebop was interesting and funny and weird. I know a couple episodes people died, and then the next episode everybody was fine. But then, you know, at the end, you could tell the series was over when people started leaving and people died in that last episode, and you knew it wasn't coming back. What else I got to read to you? Okay. Yeah, excited for the next Planet of the Apes movie. But you're wondering what happened between the last movie and this movie. Well, there's a prequel book coming out for War of the Planet of the Apes. So if you want to be filled in on what's been going on all this time. And it's written by Greg Keyes, bridging the gap between Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and War of the Planet of the Apes. The story serves as a savage prequel story to the upcoming summer blockbuster. Written in close collaboration with the film team, the story only told in this novel should get every hardcore ape freak's pulse and pounding. We know it's ours. So, you know, look for the book if you want to be kept up on Planet of the Apes. And I mentioned, you know, it's been a week of Batman news, both sad and bizarre. This is the bizarrest one of all. Batman versus Elmer Fudd is coming, and it's really weird. DC is putting Elmer Fudd and Batman together for the DC Looney Tunes matchup special. Batman has hung out with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so why not Elmer Fudd? DC has also announced three more crossovers, including Jonah Hex and Yosemite Sam. Wonder Woman and the Tasmanian Devil, as well as Lobo and Roadrunner. DC did not provide any other details on the rest of the matchups, but also unclear if these matchups will be one-offs. Series like the DC Hanna-Barbera crossover, the Batman Elmer Fudd special number one, would hit shelves June 28th. So we're only a couple weeks away. And it says, after a chance meeting with billionaire Bruce Wayne, Elmer Fudd obsessed quickly escalates into stalking Batman through the dark alleys of a high-class social setting of Gotham. Welcome to Bat Season. I guess Fudd does have an obsession personally, but now, how does he end up in Gotham City? Where's the rabbit? DC and Looney Tunes are having fun with the two characters that would normally never come into contact with each other, contrasting between the light and the dark. The Batman Elmer Fudd special is done in noir style look with story by Tom King and beautiful artwork by Lee Weeks. In a time of serious superheroes, it's kind of nice to see DC having a little bit of fun with Batman. I would really like to know how they settle on Elmer Fudd, though. Does Fudd have some kind of dark, gritty history, or are we getting a slightly dim-winded Fudd character that everybody knows and loves? Well, I think I'm going to check it out. I thought a putty bat. I did see a putty bat. Yeah, it's a bad joke. But I had to try. Yeah, let's see. Anything going in the chat room? No, nothing in the chat room. Yeah, let's see. What else? Any other news? Oh, Legends Tomorrow. I hope y'all find the second season interesting. You still haven't dropped it yet. Well, you know, with Legends, you know, they bring in characters for the new season. And now they've announced that Legends of Tomorrow has recruited a classic DC heroine. And her name is Mighty Isis. I don't know if you ever watched the old Mighty Isis TV show. I used to love that show when I was a kid. I used to pretend playing I was Isis. You know, because she was a superhero. And Tala Ashi from American Odyssey will be joining the cast as Zari Adrianina Tomez, a character better known to DC Comics fans, not to mention viewers of the 70s Saturday morning TV show as the superhero Isis. Now, in the comic books, of course, they've brought in Isis, and she had a relationship with Black Adam. So she is part of the DC comic book universe. And it'd be interesting to see how they do this take on Isis. Well, how powerful she's going to be. And, you know, whether she'll have the amulet from the TV show or not, or something else. Whether she'll always be Isis, or whether she'll change back and forth. Like, don't know for sure. Now, of course, Wonder Woman, big hit in the last couple weeks, and one of the characters in there was played by Robin Wright, and she is confirmed for showing up in the Justice League. Now, I'm not going to spoil anything, so it'll be interesting what kind of role she plays in Justice League, you know, whether she'll be like a flashback character, or whether she'll be, you know, a present-day character. Of course, everybody is crazy over the fact that Robin Wright used to be Princess Buttercup, and now she's a general on Themyscira. And those women in that movie, they really looked like they worked out hard before they did the movie, because they all looked toned and buffed and, but at the same time, not too overly muscle-bound. Like, they looked like they were strong women, but still feminine, if that makes any sense. And, the best word is they looked fit. So, they didn't look, you know, it's believable that they know how to battle and know how to take on any army. and that they stronger than the average human. They all did look that way. For all those who didn't know, the Dorla Milaje, who was of course the Black Panther's female security guard, well, one of them is a senator on Themyscira, because the woman from Civil War, who was his bodyguard, is also in Wonder Woman as a senator. So you never know who shows up where. Now, here's a sad story I want to, have to report. Now, because people like superheroes, people like to cosplay, you know, they like to make believe, they like to imagine, like to dress up, makes them feel pretty, young. And cosplay has been more and more popular, but some people think that cosplay means that, okay, character was created, and on page he was created to be a certain ethnicity, and therefore nobody else can cosplay that character. And some people down, you know, you think all these people that call themselves nerds and geeks and whatever they want to label themselves, you think they'd be open-minded, but no, there's a lot who are not. And they harbor something deep inside that they, some don't care to let out, and some want to pretend it's not there, but then they see the wrong thing and they just go off. And so this one cosplay woman, you know, she's been cosplaying as an Overwatch character, and I believe that's from a video game which I never played. And her name is Chrissy Victoria. And so she's cosplaying, and people are posting negative things about it because of the fact that she's African-American and the character is a white character in the game. And they think, they're like, how dare she dress up as this character? And it makes the world sad. It does. I'm losing hope. I'm losing all hope. I'm waiting for the media to come out the sky and reset the earth at this point, because I'm losing faith in humanity. I really am. I hate to be that way. So, now, I was told I was going to get a call from somebody, but I think they was trolling, because they never call. And I don't think they ever will call. And yes, I'm calling you out if you listen to this, because you say you're going to call, and you're not calling. And I'm about to go off the air at some point, and then you're going to wait until I go off the air before you call. You're wrong. Another Batman story. Okay. Batman the Animated Series producer Alan Burnett retires. Now, who hasn't seen the Batman anime series? It says his veteran Warner Brothers anime producer Alan Burrell announced today that he will be retiring after more than 33 years in the industry. Burrell announced came with a flood of support and well wishes from his former co-workers. Burrell's career began in animation with the Super Friends, the Legends of Superpowers show in 84. He went on to hold positions like story editor, producer, and writer on anime series like DuckTales, Batman and his series, Superman, Static Shock, Batman Beyond. Burrell's next project will be released in the upcoming anime feature, Batman Harley Quinn. And a representative for Warner Brothers Home Entertainment said, we are several more unannounced projects he's worked on still to come. So, even though he may be going away, his influence is not, no time soon. Of course, he made a lot of friends and so on, and we wish him well in his retirement. You know, he worked hard, he deserves to go off and have a good life, drink lemonade or whatever. I think we are done with the news, and no callers, unfortunately. Where's your friends when you need them? Anyway, let me see. if anybody's available, we're going to call in real quick before I sign off. And see who wants to call in real quick. I will tell you, though, there are other fine shows here in radio while I wait for, see if I get a message back. And, of course, that starts tomorrow with 11:15 with the Sports Report. Live, here you talk about all the sports of the week, you know. You can listen to the people hate on LeBron James if you want. And could be the last game of the NBA Finals tomorrow, so it'll really be people hating on LeBron James. Tuesday night's a doubleheader. You get the Shining Wizards live at 11, followed by the Rant live at 9 p.m. Thursdays at 9 is a episode of Rant Wrestling. Fridays at 9 is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And we return next week at 5 p.m. for the What Do You Read Comic Book Show. And, of course, we do have pay-per-view shows here, pre and post show. I believe there's one next weekend. But check the Rant EM group page to make sure. And you're going to follow my news feed. I have a What Are You Reading Comic Book Show on Facebook. You can join. I keep you up to date with the news of the week. And, you know, if you want to contribute to the page, let me know. I can make you give you administrative privileges. You can add stories to my page if that's what you want to do. You know, help keep it up to date. Well, it doesn't look like anybody's gonna call in. We'll check one more. Let me check the chat room, see if Stanley's behaving. Oh man, how can you say that? You can play the Black Panther in your own time. Who cares? Why would I hate it? It's just cosplaying. Now, if you showed up in the movie and ruined it for me, that'd be another story. But if you can stitch together a badass Black Panther costume, do you, boo? I ain't gonna stop you. See, Stanley, he always thinks he can get me upset, but he's wrong. I'm trying to break him out of that. And so it's called cosplaying. It's not, these are fictional characters. You want to dress up. Look, see, what you would take it too far, Stanley, is you would put the costume on, then you think it'd be okay to paint your face black. And then that's when you get your ass whipped, because you shouldn't be doing that. But if you want to put the helmet on, you know, if you go out to Toys R Us and buy the Black Panther mask and you want to wear it, go right ahead. But just don't try to put any darkness on your face, because then you get what you deserve. Now I hope I cleared that up for you. So yeah, there were no calls today, so it's almost an hour anyway. So I appreciate you all calling in, and I'm gonna try to play the song from the Black Panther trailer. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it or not, but if you're listening live and you can't hear it, you'll probably hear it on the download. So let's see here how this turns out. I will see you next week. Take it easy. Peace. That's not the right song.
What? Hear what I say. We are the business today. Fuck shit is finished today. RT and J. Need a new PB&J. We drop the classic.
today. We did a tablet of acid today. Lit joints with the matches and ashes away. We dash away. Dollar and dish and the pistol is blasting away.
Doctors of death, killing our patients to breath. We are the pain you can trust. How can it work? Hooking up curses and slurs. Smoking my brain in a mush. I became famous for blaming you fucks. Naming my way through the brush. There was no training or taming of me and my bruh. Live like a man, but I'm animal raw.
We are the murderers there. Dealt with the jail and we murdered the murderers there. Been with the hell and discovered the devil. Delivered some hurt and despair. Used to have power to push. Now I smoke pounds of the push. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I give a fuck about none of this shit. You run her over and out of this bitch.
Step into the spotlight. Copying of uppers and downers get done. I'm in a rush to be numb. Dropping a thousand ain't much. Cup on the clouds on a missile to turn this whole town into dust. Don't make a sound, baby, hush. I am the living swipe right on the mic. I'm a slut. I don't know how to not spit like a loud. Spill a pound of my kids on your couch.
Half of a Mongol and mythical team. Dealing this treacherous thing. Legend says L is a spun out of hell. The myth is my mama's a murderous queen. Yo, I can eat like in Godfather 1. You get the gun as I christen my son. If I die today in this hell, I should pay. Tell the Lord Mikey said, fuck, it was fun.
Every new record's my dick in a pot. We get a doozy, the mullah's a lot. You're getting used to me doing no wrong. I don't play chicken, you prick, I'm a fox. You wanna kick it, I'll give you the rocks. You kiss the wood chipper blade if you bark. I'm fucking magic. In fact, I'm a boy like a talk. I got a unicorn on board.
Stop.
Step into the spotlight. And the crowd goes. And the crowd goes. And the crowd goes. And the crowd goes.
Jelly won't snitch. I run the room at the Ritz. I sip a fifth of the whisk. I smoke a dub in the tub. Then I was split on my wrist.
I pull a sword on you since. Just for the flick of the wrist. Get your neck given a miss. Me and my skip away whistling and grin. Every day's golden when you only win.
Bullying bastards and beating on beats. Sounds like a day at the beach.
Preach.
I keep the metal school step on your feet. Before you can speak, blow to the feet.
We move on one of ones, you think of me. You think I'm lying, you right, see my teeth. Don't be a bore when I'm roaring for moves. Hunt is no fun when your brain doesn't move. I put a gun to a bunny like truth. Say something funny, your bunny go boom. You got a bevy of shit you could groove. We like to thank you for choosing our crew.
And that's from the crew you can trust. Warranty plus for fucking shit up. We are the no-gooders, do-gooders, known of the dancers and dealers and doers of dust.